Great Scott!
Are you a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh, yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl!
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast. This week I have Dan Fletcher. He is the creator and writer of the web series Pantheon. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. How's everything going?
Everything's going good.
You're out in California, right?
I am. We're out in Silicon Beach, out in the Venice, Santa Monica area.
So let's talk about your web series.
So we got this great show coming out, or maybe it's already come out by the time you guys are listening to this, but it's called The Pantheon, and it's this fun little idea I came up with. Basically, I work in the tech industry out here in Los Angeles, and we had a great little office in Venice Beach, and we wanted to come up with something we could make there because it's such an interesting space and we had access to it. And yeah, I was just thinking, basically all these apps we use nowadays, Facebook, Twitter, social media, all the usual stuff, it's basically magic. I don't know how it works. No one knows how it works. And the people who make them are gods. And so, I kind of flipped that around if the classic mythological gods, were still around and did all the stuff they did back in the day, make people fall in love and control the weather and all that. If they did that now, they'd totally do that with apps. And so that's what our show is about. It's about, the classic Greek pantheon running a modern app company out in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it's like a fun office comedy, kind of like Parks and Rec or The Office or the IT Crowd. And it's we play with a lot of the classic stories from Greek mythology.
So was it you that just came up with the idea, or did other people help you with the idea?
We have a great writing team, and basically I came up with the idea and we all sat down together and kind of riffed on it and put stuff together. I wrote the pilot and brought it back in. And then from there, we went and basically came up with all these ideas and kind of broke out the stories together. People went off, wrote scripts, came back. We workshopped it all together. And we have a great first season lined up, which I'm really excited about.
How long is each episode?
Each episode's clocking in around 8 to 12 minutes so far is what it's looking like. But we're pretty flexible on that kind of thing because, we don't got commercial breaks or anything.
How many people do you have working on the show?
I was looking together at our list, and I think it's around 30 or 40. We've had some people, we shot two episodes so far, and we've had a couple people work on the first one, not on the second one, and vice versa. But, we have a really great, pretty huge team of people, when it really comes down to wrangling everything together.
Yeah. Now, where does it get filmed?
We film in Venice Beach at this, great startup office just off of Abbot Kinney, if anyone knows that. It's kind of the upscale, hipster part of Venice Beach. If anyone watches that Netflix show with Will Arnett, Flaked, they film it right around there as well.
And before we went on the air, you said that you have a couple writers for the show too.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Like I said, you have readings around the table and stuff like that too.
Oh yeah. We did a couple table reads, just kind of to figure out the voice of the show. And we did with some our final actors and some other people came in and helped us out. But we have four writers on our regular staff, including me.
So now you said when you came up with the idea, how did you glue the pieces together?
It was kind of a interesting process. Everyone just kind of brought their own bits together, and we decided it really all gelled once we kind of figured out, like, the main core conflict of the show is between Zeus and Hades. And then it's kind of always when people deal with this, it's always like Zeus versus somebody. And, you know, we really loved, like, the idea of, like, Hades would probably be the one who has the hardest time fitting in to, like, a modern startup company. Because, like, you know, who wants an app about, like, death and destruction and the underworld? People want, you know, fun Instagram filters and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, like, not really, you know, Hades' style. And, our Hades is actually a girl because we wanted or a woman because we wanted to kind of, like, change things up and keep the dynamic fresh in that way. And I think that that interplay between her and Zeus is, like, really what drives the show and just kind of makes us come up with so many fun, like, story concepts.
Yeah. How did you cast for the show?
We found a bunch of people, both all the writers, we all worked at the same company. And we kind of drew people in from there. We had some open auditions and brought people in from all over LA. And they're just such an amazing wealth of talented people out there, just willing to come in and join up. And we found some awesome people. Like, we have, like, really talented people with, like, kind of YouTube backgrounds, with, like, stand-up backgrounds, a lot of people, like, really, really great improv skills that, you know, for all the stuff we write, they come up with, like, even better stuff, like, just right there on the spot.
Did you get a lot of your material just from, like, your work experience?
Oh, yeah. There's like, a lot of that kind of plays in the, like, you know, the office politics versus the family politics of the gods, like, kind of really one fed into the other. And, there's not, like, one-to-one parallels, but, you know, there's a lot of, like, really, really ridiculous stuff that happens in, you know, the tech world and that kind of, like, office culture that's, like, easy to find the humor in.
Yeah. Do you, now, how did you get funding for this? Do you have backers or?
Yeah. We did a Kickstarter campaign last summer. Towards the end of the summer, and a lot of people came together, and we were looking to just do the pilot, but then we were able to stretch it out to get funding for, like, our second episode shoot as well. So we have two in the can, and and what we're doing from there, we're kind of still figuring that out. We're going to see kind of how our launch goes.
Yeah.
But so, we had great backers come out and support us.
And you launch when?
We launch on June 29th, so maybe that's before or after you guys listen to this.
Yeah, and so far you're going to release, what, two episodes, or you're going to do it bi-weekly?
We're going to get our pilot out there right now. We're still in post-production on the second episode, but we want to get that pilot out there. We want people to see it, like, get to know the show, and, you know, see what kind of audience we can draw together and, like, what kind of fans come to find us.
Yeah. Did you, you didn't do, like, a screening or anything like that?
We did a wrap party a little while ago, and we released a little bit of footage, but so far, only a select handful of people have seen the completed work so far. I'm very excited for everyone else to get to do it.
So how can the fans watch this?
So the best way to do it is just keep an eye on our website, pantheonseries.com. So I came up with this very silly idea for the show within the show, the company within the show, which is also called Pantheon, to have, like, a goofy, you know, tech spelling of their name, like, you know, Lyft with, like, a Y, like, everything has a Y in it. So it's Pantheon, PANTHYON. Series, SERIES .com. And we'll be having the link to our YouTube channel up there. You guys can also find us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all PantheonSeries.com, Pantheon with a Y. And we'll be having our link to our pilot up there, and it'll be running on the website for everyone to check it out. And also, you know, it'll be right up there on YouTube for people to go find.
The Man Cave Chronicles on Twitter at the MCC Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Brian Padone here, founder of Quiet Punch. When I'm not listening to the Man Cave Chronicles, you can catch me filming one of my live workouts on quietpunch.com. Check it out today. That's quietpunch.com.
Hey,
I'm Josh. If you're looking for a voiceover artist to voice your script for your commercial or podcast and save money for as little as $5, I'll do it for you. I've got over a decade of broadcast experience. Go to Fiverr.com/Josh McClellan. That's Fiverr.com with two R's / JOSHMCLELLAN. Have a question for the Man Cave Chronicles? Tweet them now at the MCC Podcast.
Now, is this something like, did you try to approach anybody to pick this up before you decided it was going to be a web series?
Oh, like as like a full TV show?
Yeah, like a Hulu or a Netflix or...
Like, I mean, that'd be lovely. Yeah, like I went to film school. You know, I've been kicking around as a writer for a while, and it's a really competitive gig. But like, we just really had like all these resources available to us. We wanted to see what we could put together on our own. And at various stages, we talked to people, but everyone was kind of like, you know, show us what you got, and then we'll kind of go from there. Like, you know, if HBO wants to pick us up, like they've done with a couple other web series somewhere down the road,
yeah,
totally open to that.
Yeah. It seems like the web series is like the new thing all of a sudden.
I hope so.
There's been a few people have approached me to come on the show because they have a web series.
Okay. Yeah, no, like there's... As we've kind of been like, you know, kind of building a community on social media and stuff, like I've been interacting with a lot of other web series creators out there, and there's like a whole bunch of wonderful people. There's so many crazy, fun, different ideas that are floating around out there. And like, just, you know, there's so many eyeballs for us to get out in front of.
Yeah. Now, are you working on any other projects or ideas that you're going to try to accomplish in the next few months, years?
Yeah, definitely got some ideas, but like the focus right now is like getting that the rest of our first season produced and then going on from there. Because, oh yeah, we just have so many stories we want to tell in this world. And like, you know, there's so many myths you can get into and so many characters. Like, yeah, I think like every single episode this season, we introduce at least like two new characters because there's so much fun you can have with like all these over the top personalities.
Is there like a little spoiler you can give us about an episode of like a story?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Zeus has been so much fun to write for, and our actor Bo, who plays him, does it with such. Zeus is kind of like our Steve Jobs in a way in the show, but he's also, you know, that you know, really, you know, smarmy, self-righteous, egotistical like Zeus from the stories. And you know, we've done like all this, and I don't know how much you know about Greek mythology, but like Zeus is like constantly spawning children all over the place. And in our second episode, we have one of Zeus's kids come back to join the company, and it kind of like just throws Zeus for a complete loop, and it's just so hilarious that I can't wait to show everybody.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah. So we start off with a lot of gods, and then as the season goes on, a lot of demigods make their faces known.
Yeah. All right. And, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Through social media is the way to do it. Like all of us on the creative team check it pretty regularly. There's an email address on our website. So Pantheon series with a Y. It's going to be so hard to keep explaining that, but we committed to it. So we're easy to find.
Are you on Facebook too?
Oh yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're not on Snapchat yet because I just can't figure it out, but we'll get there.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you want to tell the fans before we, end the podcast?
Oh man. Jeez, I don't know. Yeah, just come watch it. Let us know what you think. Like, we're really eager to get fan feedback. Like, take the ideas and incorporate it in the show because, you know, only two episodes are in the can yet. So, like, there are tons of, like, ways for people to contribute. Come check us out and hope everyone who watches it kind of likes it because we had a heck of a time making it and it was great.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
Cool. Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me.
Good luck with the show, and I hope you come back in a few months and tell us that it's doing great.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks.